It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
The holidays are here once again. It's time to get together with friends and family and eat, eat, eat. But in between all that eating, David, we've got to fit in some fitness. We've got to make sure that we keep active this holiday season and every holiday season.
Definitely. After all the work I've done to lose weight, every time I start cheating on my diet and eating a little bit, that I remind myself you've got to keep exercising. And for some of the listeners, to be clear, it doesn't have to be strenuous exercise. It's just having a plan of getting out there and doing some things. And that's what today's expert's going to help us with. Rhonda Moore is an American College of Sports Medicine certified personal trainer. She's owner of RL Moore Fitness Consulting. She's a breast cancer survivor, a mother, a grandmother, and bottom line is she's an expert on this and going to help us get through the holiday season with some sort of fitness survival mode. Rhonda, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So talk to us a little bit. You know, we're going into the holiday season. As Lisa said, we all want to cheat on our diet. We have a lot of parties coming up. You know, what do you suggest to us about, you know, making sure we don't get too far off? What do you suggest?
The first thing that I always say is that, well, I always have to brace myself and say, oh my God, it's that time again, and it seems to come around so quickly. But
that's
first
true.
Of all, have a plan. Have a plan. Whatever your goal is, if it's just to maintain what you've already lost through the summer, then have the plan that I'm not going to overdo it, and always have that goal in mind. So the main objective is to focus on that solid plan that's going to work for you and your family, depending on if you're visiting or you're having family coming in, because that usually is where the breakdown is. When family starts coming in, the discipline kind of goes out the window, but there's a way to capture that. You can just have that plan, say, this is what I'm going to do throughout this time, because it usually always starts right after, I'll say, Halloween, and into November, it all starts.
Well, and I like your suggestion is go within a realistic plan, because if I lost all this weight this summer, if I know this season's going to be tough for me and I'm going to cheat on my diet, at least if I can figure out a plan where I can maintain what I've lost and survive it, I can start again in January and lose some more. But at least I can maintain, and that's a realistic goal.
Absolutely.
So I won't get discouraged.
Absolutely, uh-huh. Because that's where it usually happens. You might have that one or two meals because of parties, and then you just are like, oh, well, I've already had that. I'll let it all just go to waste. And then January 1st, you're feeling so bad about yourself, and it takes a while to get back into that groove. But you can maintain it, or you can even start. And I call it the jump start method over the holidays. It can happen for you.
Oh, talk to us about the jump start method.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Talk to us about the jump start method.
The jump start method is easy. Just start. Everyone wants to think there's just some magic in January 1st. Really, it's not. What happens is that we kind of feel that guilt ridden over the two and a half months, and we want to start really fast and think that things are supposed to change really fast. You can start right now, even throughout the holidays, families coming in. Make it a family event. After you eat, take a walk, depending on where you're at. If you're in those cold climate areas, it may not work as good as some other areas on the West Coast, say. But you can start something that you can include the family, maybe some type of holiday exercise regimen before everyone starts to eat. And that way it's fun. You don't feel like you've done anything strenuous outside of the family events that's going on. And start walking. Walking is the best and easiest way you can start to get in shape. And you don't have to worry about if it's this type, if it's something that you just saw in an infomercial. You can actually start by walking and then add some resistance training. I say that because you can use tubing. A lot of people think you have to have weight. Tubing, you can travel. If you're traveling to see family, use that tubing in between watching the games or what have you. You can start there and start to build that muscle, because muscle is your best friend.
Oh, Rhonda, you're so right. I absolutely love the tubing. And, you know, about the walking, I just want to say that I am a California girl. I've been on the East Coast now for 13 years, and it's 20 degrees. I'm still out walking. My husband always said you just have to know how to layer. And if people still don't want to go outside, there might be a mall's probably not open on the holidays, but maybe the day after, the day before. And I love your idea about there's no magic on January 1st, folks, right? So that was really, right. That's really true.
Well, I like that. I travel with the tubes as well when I go, so you can keep moving. The malls, I don't know if I'm going to really venture to in this holiday time. But let me ask you a question. So we talk about having a realistic plan, and you talk about keep moving. But I got to tell you, during the holidays, I really get nervous because of all the desserts that my family makes. I've got some great, my sisters, my mom, they're great cooks. And so my problem is I eat a lot, and then I want to get on the scale, and every time I see it go up a little bit or change, I panic.
Okay, brace yourself, everybody. Forget the scale. Forget it.
What do you mean, forget it? I live by it. What do you mean? What do you mean, forget the scale? Tell me what you mean.
Well, the reason why I say that, that's the most deceiving piece of equipment during this time of the year. Of course you're eating. You're enjoying mama's cooking, your aunt's cooking, your cooking. You're able to get in the kitchen and really relax and do what you do best. But you can't. In some things you have a little bit extra salt in it, and I definitely tell you to watch salt intake and everything, but it's always going to be extra. We let our guards down because we're enjoying ourselves. So don't let that rule the 2.5 to 3 months before the beginning of the year, and then you say, oh, I've really totally screwed it up. You have. Don't worry about it. Really look at what your clothes are still fitting like. I'm a gauger of how your clothes are fitting on you, vice the scale, because it is a deceiving monster. That's what I call it.
And you said cut back
it
on
really
salt
is.
A little bit. You said cut
I
back
said
on it, salt a little.
Salt, yes. Well,
okay,
I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to sit there and you've ruined the surprise for Christmas. I was going to send you chocolate-covered salt. Forget it. I'm keeping it. No, tell us why cut back on salt. Why is salt so bad for us?
Because once it helps you to retain a lot of water.
Salt helps you
retain water. And when you get on that scale, that's what you're going to see.
Well, that's a good point.
I'm still
that's
laughing about the chocolate-covered salt, David. That was a good one.
Exactly.
Okay, you're not getting yours either, Lisa. I'll send you my scale because I'm convinced to get rid of it. I'll send you my scale this holiday. No, and you've given us some great tips to getting through the holidays because it is a time of year where we get invited to so many parties. I'm not a drinker, really. I have a glass of wine now and then, but it's a time where I'll have more to drink. I'll eat more, you know, and like you said, everybody in the family, they're cooking. It's definitely better than mine, so that's why I eat so much of it. And so, I mean, you've given us some good tips with it. What other holiday tips can you give us to make sure we live by? Forget the scale, keep moving, have a plan, do a little bit of, you know, maintain some of the exercise and be consistent. What else do you think?
Well, you just mentioned it, you know, even if you're not engaged in alcoholic beverages, a lot of people are. I mean, you do the festive drinks, different ways to do different drinks. But what I want people to understand is that some drinks can have as many calories as a meal, and it's still all about the calories and the intake of calories. So my suggestion is to make sure you're hydrating. In between an alcoholic festive drink, down some water, down a cup of water, down 2 cups of water, and then maybe have another drink. It doesn't mean you cannot drink, but you have to be very conscious of the calories that you're taking in. You know, for example, a margarita, a 4-ounce margarita is about 270 calories. So, you know, you add that and you add another margarita, you know, you're doubling it, and then you add your meal. So I would say definitely hydrate, because that's the best way. You'll feel a little bit fuller, and you won't feel as guilty, you know, while you're participating in those festivities.
Well, I got to tell you, you've definitely given us some great tips to survive these holidays. So we go in with a realistic plan. We ignore the scale. We continue with consistency, a little bit of exercising. And I like that about the drinking. Don't overindulge and drink some water in between. It'll help flush out our system, keep us a little bit fuller, and we won't drink as much. I invite you to visit rlmorefitness.com. Rhonda, thank you for joining us today. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. And you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned, stay beautiful, and stay well.